Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Beautiful shot of Carrie. The leaves are no longer on the trees. That is not live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome to Voices Carrie Live. This podcast is for you. This is an independent venture trying to make the conversation better than social media, to where we can know each other's neighbor and know our local area, local events. And when I say this podcast for you, I'm not joking. If you email voicescarry@proton.me, that's our email address, voicescarry@proton.me. We will shout it from the rooftops. If you got like a local business event, if you got a weather photo, not to steal Brandt's weather photos, thunder, no pun intended. But yeah, what we do here, I have like a stack of like current events, all up, like upbeat, a family, speaking of family friendly, we have our blueies that I forgot to put on. I have a malfunction in this light cube thing. It keeps, I have to charge it every night. But these blueies are backup blueies, if you're familiar with the children's program. Very wholesome, better than the Rugrats I grew up with, I have to say, and the Real Monsters. Yeah, so this is our studio. I forgot to turn on our festive holiday bulb, so give me one moment. You can hear the train going by. We're right. We broadcast live from the Village of Carrie. We are not associated with the village proper. Like I said, this is independent. We can say there's no limits on what we can do or say here, but we keep things positive, informative, and you can hear the train go by. And that sometimes when the train goes by, the light falls off, kind of like in the Blues Brothers. I thought about securing it better, but it makes for good TV and something more entertaining than me happening. So I thought I'd leave it, and if it falls down, we'll have a laugh. Let's dive in. Let's do it. The McHenry County Conservation District. There was a big fight that Netflix attempted to host. I have no idea about streaming, as it's apparent by this program. But we stream live every weekday on X, Rumble, and YouTube. But the McHenry County Conservation District posted, "I'm going to tell my kids this was a Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight." I thought that was funny. The humor over there is phenomenal. It's a good follow. Pun intended. Northwest Herald Preps. Top-seeded Cary Grove Trojan football was its usual dominating and disciplined self in rolling to a 42-7 win over fourth-seeded Belvedere North in the Class 6A quarterfinals Saturday afternoon. Congratulations, Cary Grove. Whenever I read something confident like that, whenever I say something like that myself, I usually knock on wood. So I'll do a knock on wood for them. I'm sure they would appreciate that. More Cary Grove athletics. Cary Grove Trojan football will play Geneva Vikings on the road next Saturday on the 23rd at 1 p.m. So we wish them the best. and have fun out there in Geneva. Cary Grove High School boys soccer. It was a great afternoon yesterday to celebrate our season and recognize our season award winners. Congratulations to our award winners and the entire team for a great season. That's a team right there. If you go back a few shows, I kept on reporting 0-0 games, which is a sign of a good teams. At least in my book, I have not consulted with Mr. Slatter was my coach for soccer in elementary school. I think he would say the same. It was a great, did I not have that up, or did I put two in? Yeah, I put two Geneva Vikings. See, I want them to do so well, I put it twice. The Cary Grove basketball, 1 week away from game one. So Cary Grove boys varsity basketball, 25 schedule. Looks like, November 25th. So there's your schedule. Print it out. Put it on the fridge. And then we touched on this last time. The McHenry County Sheriff posted a tweet or an X, and it only had a really short link on it. And I wanted to give you the full thing here. The sheriff's office is warning residents in McHenry County about phone scammers impersonating the sheriff's office in an attempt to steal money from callers. I had one of these myself. They usually say they're with the my personal instance. They said they were with the Fraternal Order of Police. Your best bet, what we do is donate directly to the police department. The Fraternal Order Police, you know, will not call you or pressure you. Like, he kept on saying, how much can I put you down for? Like Michael Scott, like, can I put you down for a dime? So the best way to support them is just directly. And then McHenry County, Illinois, if there is one good thing about our nights getting darker longer, it's the return of Light Up McHenry County. If you love going all out with your light display, make sure to visit that link, McHenry County, Illinois. You can find that link or on their social. So our friends at Naturally McHenry County can add you to their map. So it looks like we're going to have a live interactive Light Up McHenry County map. We're going to have to add that to our NORAD live feed on Christmas Eve when we're tracking Santa in studio and remotely. We are going to be tracking Santa here in studio. I'm toying around with had a great suggestion from my mother, a magnetic board to keep track. I think our budget would allow for that, as opposed to a fully integrated touch screen. So I think that's what we'll do in studio here and have some fun with that. Maybe call Lake in the Hills Airport to get a live feed from any activity and see what they're doing in preparation. And then do some live remotes in the field. The Cary Public Library, we are a Toys for Tots collection site. Through December 9th, find the donation box for new and unwrapped toys in our lobby and spread happiness to children in need this season. Toys for Tots is put on by the Marines. Completely support that effort. I wanted to throw that in there. And drop off a toy, pick up a book, Cary Park District. The holiday fun doesn't stop here. We've got even more festive activities lined up to fill your season with joy and laughter. Holiday Cheer, the Christmas Gnome VIP and Me Paint Party, ages 5 years and older, on December 8th. Santa's Snowstorm Lab. Get ready for an avalanche of wild and wacky fun. Make your own fluffy faux-scented science snow and seashells by the seashore. Santa's Snow Lab. Kids will also learn 15 creative STEM projects that they can do at home with their fluffy pile of faux snow. That sounds like fun. Ages 5 to 13 years old. The Grinch Goo-tastic Holiday Slime Lab. Have the slime of your life creating seasonal Grinch-inspired slime. Sounds like they're going to tie that in with a lab as well for STEM. And then all aboard for the Holiday Express. Sing, create, and play with Miss Carol. Listen to professional storyteller Tom Lang tell the story of a magical ride to the North Pole. Man, they're really dancing around Polar Express with that. I wish they would light up. They need to lighten up, Francis, with that Polar Express trademark. We had a Polar Express, Metra did a polar train, and they called it Polar Express 1 year. And then Tom Hanks called them and said, shut it down. So they had to rename it. I don't think Tom Hanks personally called, but that's a story I heard. And then, please wear your PJs and bring your favorite stuffy. Ages 3 to 5. December 13th. So the Park District is chock full of activities for the holiday cheer. So get in the Christmas spirit. And then the Cary Public Works, there's a safe travel for all. We touched on this last one. I'm going to jump ahead a few right here. They say that you can make streets safer for everyone. They have the Vision Zero initiative, which we went over in a prior program, which has it's a countywide state level initiative. And then Cary's response to that is to start integrating that Vision Zero by doing some stuff around town to make streets safer. We have the packet for that. We're going to go over that tomorrow. It's going to be before our live stream event of the village board meeting. So 5 p.m. tomorrow, we'll go over that packet, and then I'll hop back here. And I thought this was fun because the Public Works kind of got into the Beatles cover there. It says safe travel for all pedestrians, motorists, bicycles, everyone. Thought that was cool how they got in the crosswalk there. And then Cary Winter Farmers Market. Eggs, beef, chicken, pork, baked goods, seasonal produce, cheese, and more. Oh my. October 6th to May 11th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first and third Sundays. So scratch a few things off the shopping list. And go to the Winter's Farmer Market. Pick up some local fresh. We went over that for the local Make Streets Safer for Everyone. And then I was going to go over what we can expect for tomorrow. We're going to go through this in detail tomorrow before the village board meeting, so we have the tools in the toolbox. What I've always said about going over the village board meeting, this is not a gotcha game. This is not to like... This is only to inform the public because none of us have time to do it. I've highly optimized my workflow to be able to put the show together and film with having family and working. So I completely feel everybody with wanting to be involved with their community, and that's what this program is going to try to bridge to empower. You know, if you see anything here that you want to get involved, now you still have an opportunity to go to the meeting tomorrow and respectfully voice up. I always say respectfully because these people have a difficult job to thread a needle. Good conversation and debate always moves the needle more than mudslinging. So, off my soapbox, here we go. Call to order, roll call, Pledge of Allegiance, and then they'll do an open forum where folks in the public can make a comment. And then Mayor's Report, National Impaired Driving Prevention Month, and then Consent Agenda. Says here, I will entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items A through G as shown on the village website and displayed on the video monitor during the village board meeting. So what that means is they're going to, in one swoop, they'll say, I want to approve A through G. And then most of the time they say yes, and then it goes forward. But then that could leave you in a tailspin of like, well, what just happened? I'll go through it here. A, consider for approval the warrant dated November 19th, 2024. We learned our first live stream. I learned this a while ago. I was like, what's a warrant? Like, that keeps popping up on there. A warrant is a fancy name for how did we spend tax dollars? And it's an itemized list. So we go through that. We actually found a big candy cane that we can be expecting somewhere in the village. So it's actually fun going through some of that stuff. You can see what's coming down the pipe. Consider for approval the November 5th, 2024 village board meeting minutes. So every meeting, there is a person that takes down what happens during that meeting. So if somebody makes a comment or they have a debate, or there's action taken, or there's no action taken, that's recorded down in the minutes, and it's saved forever for a certain amount of time, and those minutes are approved at the next board meeting. So if you want to take a look at our last live stream, we have two prior watch parties for the village board meeting, so you can take a look at that, and they're getting smoother and smoother as we go along. On my end, they're doing just fine. I'm just trying to get the live stream dialed in, which is, it's doing good. Here we go. C, consider for approval the November 5th committee as a whole meeting minutes. So that's the committee of the whole meeting immediately follows the village board meeting. So those are their minutes. And then D, consider for approval the 2025 meeting dates for the Village Board of Trustees, Committee of the Whole Board and Zoning, Planning and Appeals, Police Commission, and Police Pension Fund. So it looks like they're going to be approving dates for those meetings. And then E, Edward, consider for approval a resolution waiving the purchasing policy bid requirements and approving the purchase of a 2025 Ford F-350. Super Duty from Sutton Ford Commercial and Fleet in Madison, Illinois. I said that on purpose. In an amount not to exceed 50 large and outfitting with service body lift gate and backup camera bar from Knapheide Truck Equipment Center, Chicago McHenry, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $17,000. For a total price of $67.5. Nice new Super Duty. And then F, Frank, consider for approval a resolution of authorizing the village administrator to approve a contract for Metro parking lot terminal upgrades with Total Parking Solutions, Downers Grove, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $25,000. And authorizing the village administrator to approve a 10% contingency for unforeseen changes in scope for a total project budget of $28,000. And then George Costanza, consider for approval a resolution amending the engineering services agreement for the Well 14 design and construction project with H.R. Green, McHenry, Illinois, executed on June 20th, 23. So we will be finding out more about all these before the meeting tomorrow. That's one I'd like to read up on, as well as all the others, but that's the one I'm least educated on right now. Items for separate action. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the mayor and village administrator to execute an event participation agreement with the Cary Grove Amber Area Chamber of Commerce for the 25 Cary Main Street Festival in downtown Cary. So they are laying the groundwork for next year. And that was that. And then that meeting has the ending of that meeting has an administrator's report, department head reports, future agenda items, and discussion by the village board, and adjourned. Discussion regarding private tree. This is in the committee as a whole meeting. This is what I pulled from the next meeting that immediately follows the village board meeting. Discussion regarding private tree maintenance ordinance. It says here, the current ordinance regarding trees and shrubs is addressed in Title 12, Chapter 20 of the Village and Cary Municipal Code. While the ordinance addresses trees overhanging sidewalks, streets, and other public places, there are some issues that are not addressed. After researching the practices of surrounding communities, staff has found that there may be updates to the ordinance that could be beneficial to both property owners and the village. The potential changes to the ordinance will be presented at the Committee of the Whole meeting for discussion. So if you have said offending trees and you're interested in what that's going to entail, tune in tomorrow to the village board meeting. We'll have a live watch party here, but for the official feed, you can go directly to their website. And then the financial impact, not, that was on the list. The action requested on that item is staff request direction from the village board to determine whether updates to the current Title 12, Chapter 20 ordinance regarding trees and shrubs are necessary. Okay. And that's what we do here. So you got some local happenings, a nice rundown, and we're caught up to speed. Sometimes I have the ability to, just because I've been reading through this for a while, and I like to, everybody likes to share knowledge, and we learn together sometimes. And that's what it's all about. So the Village Live Watch Party, the Village Board meeting, will be tomorrow at 5. And we're going to go through in detail what we can expect at the actual board meeting at 6. And it'll be fun. We get together and, you know, it's really, I was thinking about this earlier today when I was putting this packet together. It's really an honor to put it together and keep the conversation positive while still peppering in. I mean, there's some stuff that's heavy, but that we've done in past shows. But you know, there's always a positive outlook on it, and it's an honor for me to be part of your day wherever you're watching, and. Thanks for sticking with us as with me as we I have to thank my family for allowing me to do this, but thanks for sticking with me while I navigate the live streaming world and get that dialed in for your convenience. And if you have any questions about the program, or if you're interested in being a co-host, or to be interviewed, like if you have a local business and you want to share your story, this is the place to do it. I have the ability to bring in three more microphones on this conversation, and maybe one day we'll do call-ins. I think that'd be fun. Live calls. What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, so this was a fun day. Like, we have some weather moving through the area. It's raining. But rain's a good thing. And we're going to see you tomorrow at 5 to break down the village board meeting and watch our village board meeting. And it'll be a fun time to gather around the fire, even though hopefully there's no fire in here. But it'll be nice to learn together and to watch what's coming down the pipe with this tree ordinance. So thank you for joining me today on Voices Carry Live. We stream live every weekday to X, Rumble, and YouTube, and we post on the Facebook now. Always love hearing from you guys, and thanks for the supporting comments and the YouTube comments. That's been the most active one for comments. But I do read all of them, and your voices don't fall on deaf ears. I enjoy reading the feedback, and we will see you tomorrow at Voices Carry Live for the live Village Watch Party. Village Board Meeting Watch Party. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.